and to wear to school. And sometimes it would be shame to go to school because, you know, the clothes what we would have on. And see, the children would laugh at you when you go to school and see you with some on, you know, with a coat with a red big hem, you know, halfway your leg. Children would laugh and make fun of you. And I just would hate to go. Because the children would, you know, make all this for lie, just start laughing at you.
How'd you fasten the coat?
Well, it had buttons on it. Uh-huh. Button the coat up.
Did they have to make those coats?
No, somebody would give them to us.
Uh-huh.
To my aunt. Uh-huh. And she wasn't going to school. She was working. And then she said, well, take this coat and you put a hem in it to wear to school to help to keep you warm. And see, with hem the coat, my grandma would put a big hem in the coat and you had to wear it because she said, wear it, you gonna wear it. She said, put that coat on. Don't care nothing about the folks' life. Mm-hmm. And go ahead on to school with it. But you didn't have no choice but to wear it.
Did your brother have, you know, like they say now, what they call these, leisure suits? Well, did your brother
didn't know what that was.
No, what I'm saying, did he have any kind of suit of clothes?
Yeah, he had a suit that white people would give him.
Uh-huh, well, what parts of the suit did he have?
Like the coat or the pants. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes they would give him a pair of pants. And he would already have a coat. Mm-hmm. And it's like the boss man, like you say, boss man. He would say, Japheth, I've got some more clothes I'm going to get up and give them to you. Mm-hmm. Well, he'd get up a big bunch of clothes and give them to him. He'd say, well, here's a pair of pants I can wear to church. Mm-hmm.
Did he have any other parts that went on the coat?
Yeah, a shirt. Sometimes he'd give him a shirt. Vest. Mm-hmm. To wear with it.
When he wanted to work at something, I know he wouldn't wear his best clothes.
No, he wouldn't wear the best clothes. He'd put on overalls.
Did he ever have any problem with the coat? Clothes being too big?
No, well, him and the man, we call him Alger Fagan. Well, him and Alger was just about the same size, and he wouldn't have to take them up.
Uh-huh.
He could weigh them, you know, without taking them up. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
If his clothes ever got old and he really couldn't wear those suits anymore, did he ever go buy him
a suit? Uh-huh. Well, no, because he didn't have nothing to buy him with. See, it was a lot of us, and he was trying to take care of all of us. And he hollered, you know, hey, you know, a brand new suit. He would just take, you know, and just say, hand me down. Then the time somebody, you know, would give him, like the white people give him. He never did, you know, have nothing new until... You know, like the days is now.
And, you know, I was wondering about boys nowadays like to put a lot of things in their pockets.
Yeah.
Did he ever have big pockets? What y'all call them when he had big pockets? When he had too much of stuff in his pocket. And the pocket was sticking out. What y'all call that?
What's all that you got in your pocket sticking out?
You didn't have no other name for it?
What that you got in your pocket sticking out so big?
Mm-hmm.
Hit back there and say, nothing but a rag. I don't rag.
But like,
ain't got no money.